Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hi guys, this is Teddy Mellencamp and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
And Emily Simpson, thanks for joining us.
Oh, shoot, Emily, you wanted to start the intro today. You know what? Let's do it again. Let's see how it flows with you and then I'll go second.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Popping Off with Emily Simpson and
Teddy Mellencamp, your favorite. Oh, my gosh. We're such losers.
Yeah, we are.
I have the burps, guys. Don't mind me. I've tried, you know, it's what
that's
it is.
Classy. That's super classy.
I keep it classy right here on another episode of Popping Off.
Yes.
It's pretty funny. We had a, cause I struggle naturally without having an alcoholic beverage with like feeling like I always have the burps. And yesterday we had Kiki Barth on Real Housewives of Miami. And she like had a couple burps and she's like, sorry, I'm drinking a beer, guys. I'm like, I wonder if every time that happens to me, people think that I'm drinking, but this is just actually my unfortunate life.
No, I think people just think you're that unfortunate.
Yeah.
Without people, additives.
People just think this, girl, like, not only I, you know, it is what it is.
I'm like, also, clearly, I don't think people are out there trying to make excuses for you. Like, maybe it's the beer. Maybe it's the alcohol. Well,
I'm out of, like, a group chat with, like, my best girlfriends that I've known since Mommy and Me. And we've now created a list of people that apparently we can't like. Celebrities, not people that we know.
Okay, so am I on that list?
No, there's no Housewives or Vanderpump Rules people on the list.
Okay, good.
But all of a sudden on the list, I was looking because we like add to it and then it like becomes a running joke. And yesterday on the list, I'm like, why did Miley Cyrus get added to the list? I'm like, what did she do that pissed us off? And one of my friends wrote her voice, the way she talks. And I go,
yeah.
So great. Now, am I on the list? Like, And they're like, well, you can't be on the list because you're on the group chat. And I'm like, great.
There's a separate group chat that you're not a part of, just to let you know. And they all talk about how much they can't stand you.
They're like, Teddy's voice is reason enough that she is on this list. But I was like, dang it. You know, like the list is getting longer. It's up to 14 people now.
That is a lot of people on this group chat. I didn't know you had that many friends.
No, people on the list we can't. Oh, there's only five on the group chat.
I was like, there's no way you have 14 friends.
No, come on. It's seven.
Right.
Eight if we're including tops. You.
Right. Maybe. It's like 7.5.
It's like, we'll see how it is. We'll see how it goes. What's new with you? Anything exciting?
Well, nothing exciting, but I was eating a pretzel yesterday and then I was like, oh, that feels weird. And one of my veneers fell out. Have you ever had that happen? Are your teeth real or do you have veneers?
No, my front four teeth are veneers. But the crazy thing is I've had these they said you're supposed to get them replaced every 10 years.
Yeah.
I got my veneers when I was 19 years old.
Okay. Yeah,
so this is hanging strong.
This is my second set of veneers because I just replaced them recently because it had been 10 years. And then the pretzel took one out. So I got to get it fixed.
A little fang back there now? So you're a vampire.
Yeah, there's like a little fang. You can't really see it. But anyway, it hurts.
When you smiled big, yeah. I did see it.
Oh, very attractive. Hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Anywho, so now that we get into Vanderpump Rules, I liked this episode because we're starting to see more stuff going on, mm-hmm. but I'm also starting to wonder, is this going to be like a housewife situation where like we need some fresh blood?
I think we're going to need some fresh blood because I don't know. I mean, once Sandoval kind of repairs everything with everyone, which I feel like is where we're going, what happens after that? Where do we go from there?
And then is it two completely divided groups? And then who are Katie Maloney and Ariana going to talk with? Because then they're going to be mad at everybody. And then are we only going to see Ariana's messy room for the rest of time? Like, it was even messier this episode.
I know. And I like how she goes in there like, what? I don't know. I don't get it. Like she's talking about her designer furniture while she's in her room. I'm like, are you talking about the designer custom made furniture underneath all of your shit? Like, that makes no sense.
I'm like, you're going to have to leave your room to show us the furniture because we can't see anything other than clothes right? and like hairpins and God, dogs, anything that you can imagine. But I guess before we can even make that decision, we're going to have to see how the valley goes. And then we're also going to have to see how, I don't know what it is called, but like the Great Big Wolf or whatever. I'm assuming that's going to be a show too.
Yeah, it looks like it's heading that way, right?
The wolf. Well, they're saying Vanderpump Villa is going to be a new show, but I feel like if they're showing us this much Big Bad Wolf, and were those actual wolves or were those dogs that were big?
I don't know. We would have to do a DNA test, but I feel like those were some big huskies.
And if you are a proponent of like animal welfare, are you allowed to have wolves on leashes?
I don't know. I think those were real wolves, but yeah, I hope they got compensated for the photo shoot. We can't be taking advantage of the wolves.
And like, are wolves like pit bulls? Like, as long as they're raised right, they're not going to try to eat you. I
feel like that's wrong. I feel like no matter what, they're always innately a wolf, and they just might snap at any second.
Do you think the wolves were offended by how much Photoshop was used in the photos?
They were like, that's not what Lisa looked like that day. Just want to let everybody know.
And like, for the freaking record, I'm not a wolf. I'm a dachshund. And this is all.
This is a wolf suit. It's really a Pomeranian.
That's actually James Kennedy and Sandoval and Brock's tiny whiteys in costume. It just was a lot. But all right, let's get in. Before we get into the episode, we've got some housewife headlines, which the first one pretty much just shows that Scandoval has now hit all forms of media, television, all the things, because it has officially made it on SNL.
I feel like actually if you're on SNL, even if they're making fun of you, I mean, you're pretty famous at this point. Like, no one's making fun of you on SNL, just to let you know.
Just to be the bearer of bad news. I don't know that SNL knows your name, Emily.
I'm sure they don't. At all.
My only shoe in to SNL is one of my clients is on SNL. And I jokingly one time texted her and said, and it was solely for my own purpose. I said, could you do a video mocking me? And she was like, ha, ha, ha. But like then didn't. So
She's like, no.
And she's like, it's not even worth it to send on a text, let alone put it into a skit.
Wait, but what do you mean she's on SNL? Like she's an actual, like a...
Yeah, she's one of the comedians. She wasn't on SNL when she was a client. It was years and years ago, but now she is on SNL.
Oh, now she is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm allowed to talk about it because she's posted about it before, but she was a client at Go All In. And I watched like kind of her rise to success. And she is one of the funniest women out there, and I'm blown away by her. But however, she was not in the Scandoval skit. But SNL is making fun of Alabama's recent Supreme Court ruling that an embryo is the legal equivalent of a human child. In this skit, a frozen embryo appears on stage talking about its life. Sandoval is the name dropped when the embryo is asked if it feels like a full human life. They joke, does this look like a life to you, Colin? I'm living at negative 200 degrees in liquid nitrogen, freezing my non-existent nipples off. I don't got a brain. I don't got a heart. I'm like Tom Sandoval.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tom, you did it again.
Yeah.
Which... I guess we could talk about this later, but I didn't need to know that Tom Sandoval had an A tattooed on his ass when they were hitting the freaking golf balls out of it. You didn't need to know that? No, and you know what? I'm not saying this to be an asshole. I mean, I guess everything I say is an asshole comment, but like, I also am not really prone to guys that have tramp stamps or tattoos in their butt region.
Yeah, I feel like they actually like someone down there in that region, and that's odd.
Yeah, like but also, why would...
And it's painful. It's painful on your butt.
I mean, I have a tattoo that's this big on my butt that I got, you know, in the eighth or ninth grade or whatever, and now it just looks like a blob because I've...
You got a tattoo in the eighth grade? Where were your parents? Where is your parental guidance?
I mean, I don't know if you heard this, Emily, but my dad is like a big time rock star.
So he was not around.
So he was very booked up on tour. And my mom was like the cool mom, you know, like, as long as you tell me, we're cool with whatever. And, you know, my ID, Emily, allowed me to get it. So,
yeah. Well, maybe the A on his ass is like the scarlet letter. It's like A for adultery.
A for adultery or Ariana, which is kind of the same thing.
That is true. There we go. Makes sense. All works out.
Yeah, it all works out in the end. Does Shane have any tattoos on his lower regions?
Are you kidding? Shane is as Mormon as you can get. There are no tattoos. His body is a temple. No alcohol, no tattoos. I would say no caffeine, except he drinks Diet Coke like a fiend. So,
but no coffee, because that's in the book.
No coffee.
If you guys want to go down a Mormon rabbit hole, last night when I couldn't sleep because I had anxiety, and I know this is like a sickness, but what calms me is crime or scandal or those types of things. So I listened to the podcast about the woman Ruby. Have you followed anything about this story?
I don't know. Tell me more.
So her name is Ruby. They called like themselves the eight passengers because they had six kids and it's the two parents. And essentially they documented their entire life on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then she got in trouble for essentially like abusing her kids. But if you guys are like me and you like... I don't like that she did this to her kids, obviously, but you just listen to those type of things, you will be hooked. It is so insane that it makes everything that happened on this episode of Vanderpump Rules seem like nothing.
Well, see, you can't watch them together because then you compare the two.
Yeah, I went from watching.
You're like, I watched child abuse and murder, and then I watched Vanderpump, and I'm like, Sandoval's not that bad.
And I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's fine that they're fighting in a store while trying on bikinis,
right?
Like, this is normal. No biggie. Okay, this next thing, there is probably like 10 different headlines where I couldn't even keep up about this loan and the house. There's one on TMZ. There's one on Page Six. The first one is Tom Sandoval wants Ariana Madix to pay back his $90,000 loan before the house sale. Then Tom Sandoval denies that Ariana Madix's request to sell the home that they share claims she did not act reasonably and in good faith. It just goes on and on. He's saying she claimed she failed to mitigate whatever damages she suffered in her documents, adding she didn't perform reasonably and in good faith.
Right.
This is also a mess. And know who is additionally a mess? The interior designer.
I know. I agree. And first of all, I was like, it's very interesting that she was walking around talking about all this custom furniture and it. And I was like, is she trying to do that so that she can get some kind of value because she's going to use that as, I don't know, like you, I don't owe you this money because I bought all this furniture and it's all custom made and it's expensive. Like, I didn't really understand the purpose of what she was doing.
Or I was wondering if she was trying to up the value of the house. Like, because, you know, some of these, like, you know, I live in one of them, like I call them the McMansions, where we all look like we live in the same house, that just different sizes. So they're McMansions. But some of the McMansions don't have the best, you know, lighting or floors or pieces. So I was like, is she trying to up the value of the house by saying we did all of these customized things?
I don't know, but I like when she was like looking at that thing hanging from the ceiling. It looked like someone found some junk at a junkyard and then just suspended it from the ceiling. And then the designer's like, that was very expensive.
It was like when you're watching.
Was it a chain? What was it?
Well, you know, in Beetlejuice, when they sit down at the dinner and like the legs come out and like it's like they all start singing. I was like, this is how it feels. I also wanted like imagine myself telling Edwin that we're going to get pink dining room chairs.
Yeah.
Like that would be something where he'd be like, listen, if you want pink dining room chairs, that buy them. That's on you.
And oh, he would let you get pink dining room chairs.
I mean, I don't know that he would like put up a fight about it if I really wanted them. But I also think if we were to break up, he wouldn't be so sad to lose them.
I don't know. I don't know if Shane would let me get pink dining room chairs. I feel like he would be like, that's fine. You can get them and you can also put them in your own home somewhere else, not this house.
Yeah. But I also have a very controversial thing to talk about, which is in regards to dining room tables. Mm-hmm. I actually hate them. I never use a dining room table. I use the small table in the kitchen.
Right.
Like, how often do you sit down at your formal dining room table?
I have a formal dining room table and we use it, I would say, once a year, maybe.
Right. So isn't that just a waste of space? It really bugs me. Why can't we change that and have it be like, I was like, why don't we make this like a billiard room or like something we'll utilize? Like, because at Christmas and Thanksgiving, we may or may not sit there and nobody wants to anyway.
I know. Every time I try to make my kids sit there, they just sit for a second and then they all run away and hide. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty when you walk in, like you walk into my house and there's a chandelier and there's a formal dining room and it's nice, but it's not functional. Like, we don't use it.
Right. Well, if you ever were to invite me over, which at this point, it doesn't seem like you are, I want to sit at the dining room table and I want like a full setup, name tag, all the things.
I will do it just for you.
Calligraphy.
We could do our podcast from my dining room.
Oh, actually, can you just turn your dining room into a podcast studio?
Yes, I'm sure Shane would love that. Yes. We could just record from my dining room from now on.
And we'll just eat.
I'll have it catered each week.
Oh my God.
It'll be a different meal.
Listen, let's spend all the money that we make just having the best Wednesdays of our life. This next one is John Oliver jabs Tom Sandoval, says pigs are smarter than him. listen, I don't know how smart a pig is. I think pigs
are highly intelligent. Haven't you heard that before?
I mean, don't pigs live in shit?
They do, but I think they enjoy that. But I mean, I think pigs are highly intelligent. So I don't know if that's actually an insult.
I mean,
I think Tom should take that as a compliment.
Like, I think that, I mean, pigs know, I mean, oh, we just got this answer. Pigs are as intelligent as a 3-year-old child. Well, I mean, Dove's pretty smart.
It's like, they're smarter than dogs. I mean, I think my dog is a genius. So
I'll be the judge of that when I'm at your dining room table. If he begs for food, what happens? Oh,
he will beg for food.
Okay.
Fans puzzled by Lisa Vanderpump's furry social media photo. The Paradise article. I thought this photo, I saw it when she posted it. I thought it was just some reference to her new restaurant that's called Wolf. I thought she just thought this guy would be like a great maitre d', right?
I also want to know who goes to, who's like, listen, my main source of news is Paradise articles.
I've never heard of Paradise before.
Like, hold up. Let me get to Paradise. It's like my friend who calls TMZ the news. She'll be like, did you see on the news? I'm like, you mean TMZ?
Right. Do you mean Instagram Reels? Because that's where I get all my news.
But this wolf, I almost called it a fox. This wolf looks different than the wolves that we saw on this episode. So I'm like, either
this wolf has a suit on. So there's that.
This wolf actually is Tom Sandoval, confirmed. But it's not crying. So it's not Tom Sandoval this episode.
No, this is like a badass wolf that's about to go into court and like kick some ass and litigate. Like this wolf knows what's up.
Maybe this wolf is like Anne's boyfriend, because I've learned at this point, Anne is in on all the joke, even though she has like a interesting demeanor in her delivery.
Uh huh. Where she's kind of.
Yeah. But I think she's actually like, ha ha ha, you.
Yeah.
Every time. Like she's playing coy, but she is in to mock everyone. But fans are confused by it, but they won't be now because they're going to see the full woof photo shoot. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then we will come back to talk about the actual episode.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy collection. In on trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Starts out, James is driving Graham Cracker home. He's unsure how Allie will react to him bringing home his ex's dog, but he's ecstatic to have Graham back in his life. But I couldn't focus on any of this because
you're so
the brown
easily
spot on James's console.
Yeah.
Like, was that dog poop? Was he putting a treat there and it melted? Like, who? Like, when I drive, my car can be messy from time to time. But if there was a big brown gooey stain next to me, I would notice.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it could be dog poop, except there wasn't any smear anywhere near it. So I don't know how he could just poop like a little dot and then cleanly exit.
Well, then I started going like down conspiracy theories. I was like, maybe he wanted to make sure, you know, like when you have the car cams, when you're getting filmed, like you kind of have to be in a certain area. I was like, maybe he put peanut butter there. So then Graham would want to like be in on the action and be on camera the whole time. This is why I have issues.
But then his head would be down like this and he'd be eating the peanut butter. So he wouldn't be on camera at all.
Fuck. So what is it? Why?
Maybe it's a M&M that melted.
That is the biggest M&M I've ever seen in my life.
And one of those family sized peanut butter M&Ms. I don't know.
It just was a lot. And then we get to Ariana, a lot of driving scenes this episode. Yeah. Ariana and Katie are driving and Ariana mentions that things at the restaurant are shitty. Literally, someone pooped on their patio. And I was like, that was Emily.
Me? It was not me. I have never pooped on a patio. Have you? I mean, I've pooped in my neighborhood. Like out for a walk. Have you ever had that happen where you go for a walk and you're like a mile from your house and you're like, oh my God. And I literally had to like, you know, like go up into someone's embankment in my neighborhood and like shit behind a tree.
You want to know the terrible part?
In time.
I can't even make fun of you because I have done the same thing.
I know you have. That's the only reason I said it, because I know you could share in this.
Because Kyle will never let me live it down. There's a place where they all live, like they have houses in La Quinta, and there's like a loop. And inside of this loop that you go on like a jog or a walk on, there is like no potty area. And I realize when I start to get like that hot, like cold, flashy feeling, I start panicking.
And you get the cramps in the stomach.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to freaking make it. And I realize that our over 100,000 listeners are really appreciating this. But if you've been there, it's really a bad situation. It's a really shitty situation to be in.
It is very shitty.
But the only way that I was able to do this was that I had on a tank top. And I was able to utilize that tank top.
Oh, as toilet paper. Got it.
But if it had just been like a sports bra kind of day, what would I have done?
I had to use leaves, like large. I found large leaves. Large like flat leaves.
See, I would have a hard time with leaves. Like those are crunchy. I'd worry about them getting it.
It was the leaves or nothing. That's where I was at in life.
I love that we can judge Tom Sandoval for having an A tattooed on his ass, but we're happy to use our white tank tops and leaves on ours when we have to shit in people's neighborhood. But however, the patio is what's really holding things up. Apparently, they were hoping that to open by the end of the month, which we now know we hasn't happened.
We know the end of the month has now been what? Are we at like eight months now?
But the city keeps throwing things at them. Katie has zero FOMO about the Tahoe trip. She doubts Shorts thinks it's a good idea either. Mm-hmm. And if they all end up coming up as besties, Ariana will still respect her boundaries. She refuses to be loyal to anyone who isn't loyal to her.
That is a hard line drawn in the sand. So basically, it's like if anyone comes to any resolution with Sandoval and decides that, you know what, the past is the past, we just have to move on, then they are now dead to Ariana. Is that where they're all at?
And also now Ariana also thinks that Shorts is dead to her. So it's like, what are we going to do? Because with all due, as Andy says, watching solely Ariana and Katie, it ain't it for me. I need more action.
Exactly.
So whether we got to get Sheena's babysitter making out with Katie soon, like something's got to go on with them, except for talking about their exes at this point.
Exactly.
Ariana did have a funny confessional comment. She said, like, who do I have to go to?
Oh, to who do I have to blow to?
It doesn't do it. But then I was like, that didn't even really sound like her. I wonder who gave her that line.
I don't know. But what was that? That was in regards to getting the permits, right? Like she's like, who do I have to blow to get some permits around here or something? Well, clearly she didn't blow anybody because they still don't have them. So,
I mean, and clearly
or she did. And it was not good.
She used one of your broken veneer teeth and really caused an issue. Or she did it in her bedroom and they couldn't come because there was too much clothes.
Come over to my house. And they were like, what the hell? This is Hoarders. I'm out of here.
It's Hoarders and I can't get away from that white noise.
Right. They're like no permits for you. Look at your house. This is a health code violation.
For shit in your bedroom, let alone the freaking sandwich shop.
You can't be making sandwiches.
But I'm just so confused as to why I can go to a Subway near my house that's like a B or a C in grading and they have permits.
And because they don't have a patio with shit on it.
You're right. Subway doesn't have a patio. But have you noticed that Subway is like Disneyland where it like spews out, or like Abercrombie where it spews out a smell? Like I can smell Subway from a couple blocks away.
Yeah, absolutely. It has its own distinct smell. I don't know what it is, but it is a Subway smell.
So if it's something about her ever does open, I do think they could spray out some kind, like now that they don't have a patio vibe, they could have like a smell vibe.
You mean like a subliminal smell that just kind of like entices people to come in?
Like a ham and cheese.
Like a warm ham and cheese. Not shit, or like not a turkey. We got to get the poop off the patio
from our morning walk.
Yeah. It was one time.
Oh, well, then we get back to we leave this situation. We know this has gone nowhere. James brings Graham home. You could tell Allie is not for this.
No, Allie's not for this. She's not happy, but she's trying to like it's like that fake smile where you're like, oh, great. So glad.
Like, Allie's like, I am so glad this happened for the first time on camera. So I have to sit here and wait that I ate. But like also most of the time, and don't come at me, guys. Most of the time, if you're a cat lover, you're not also a dog lover. Like you're either a cat person or a dog person.
I think that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Which are you, a cat or dog?
Dog.
Me too. I'm a dog person.
I don't even like being hugged. And like cats are always like poking at you. And
but cats only like you for a second, then they leave.
I know, but they know when you're annoyed and then they knead at you all the time.
Oh, the kneading. You don't like the kneading.
Yeah. Like I'm like, so, I mean, I don't know. Dev wants a cat. We'll see what happens. But you could tell she wasn't a fan of it. They have Graham outside. Graham barks at their cat, Banks.
Banks,
and it worries Allie. Graham was given up because he was biting, and she is not okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
as this episode progresses, I need the fact that I've already seen this storyline and lived it on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is very hard for me to like.
Are you over the dog storyline?
I'm over the dog, but yes. And I realize I'm skipping to later in the episode, but I just want to point this out while we're talking about the dog. Did you see how when Lisa brought the dog in to Tahoe to the place?
Yeah.
She hands the dog off and then she goes, I don't want to talk about it, but here you go. And she was once again passing the baton of all of the information that she has given to someone on one of her shows to talk about a dog situation for them to then carry the storyline out. And that's exactly what they did. So I'm not the only one that fell for it. I'm at least smart as a pig.
At least. Or a three-year-old. I do like that the dog got to ride on the private jet and everyone else is like on a commercial flight.
Well, and also the shade on poor Ken, like, can they not make him look like he's like not 172 years old?
I know. He's taking a nap. And that's the only shot of him on the plane is him pass out asleep.
Like, you know, somebody was there filming the entire time. That like poor Ken. First, he has to be like, some come in and deliver weird information sometimes. And then they catch him sleeping on the plane. But yeah, I did appreciate like, no, James, you and Allie can't come on the plane, but this storyline is good enough that your dog can. We're going to bring it the biting dog to a rental property to be around a bunch of our employees.
Yeah. The biting dog.
But I also think Allie is just more worried that with the dog coming, she's becoming like.
She's the new mom. She's the stepmom.
She's the stepmom, but she's also like Raquel Jr. She's like Raquel-y.
Raquel-y. Like, what do you mean? Explain it.
Like, now she is morphed into the same exact
life. Oh, like they have the same dog.
They have the same.
What else is there? They have the same boyfriend.
They have the same boyfriend. I'm sure they have the same issues.
With the boyfriend.
Yeah. And you can see, I actually really like Allie. As I continue watching her, I think she's good on the show.
Yeah.
Because even when she says something that's a little shady, then she immediately realizes and goes, I guess that was kind of mean, but and that's how humans actually are.
Right.
We say shitty stuff and then sometimes we regret it.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I mean, and then sometimes I don't regret it and I double down.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I regret it.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, if we remember it, sometimes we will regret it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Then we get to Sandoval and Shorts shopping for Tahoe outfits. And Shorts was sent two headlines about this. This is amazing. As if the headlines are dropped at the same exact time.
Right? He's like, what? What? Whoa.
Hold on, Google.
Oh my gosh. While we're filming, amazing.
The timing of this is so bananas.
Right.
But bananas. She changed her name from Raquel to Rachel. And then not 3 minutes later, he's like, hold on, here's another one. She's out of the mental facility. And you see both times Sandoval knows already.
Right. Which he is indicating that he talks to her. So he already knows these things.
Well, and then let's also be clear. This means Shorts also knew already.
Yes.
Like, if Sandoval knew already, Shorts knew already.
And exactly.
So that acting could have maybe been worked on just a touch. Maybe they could have been like, let's talk about the headlines that came out this week.
Right. Instead of it's like breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Like maybe they could have had a more, because then the conversation kind of stopped. And I think that's what the group has a problem with Shorts on, is like Shorts doesn't push Sandoval to share more. Like, oh, like at that point I wanted to go, well, how did you know she changed her name? Was that because you saw the Google alert?
Or because you talked to her?
Right.
Right. You're like, is it because you saw it or you actually spoke to her? And if you actually spoke to her, what was the conversation about? When was the conversation? How did you have it? Did you talk on the phone? Was it text? Right.
Yeah. Because then we get to the text messages and he says that now all of a sudden the texts are blue where they have been green. So now we're starting to guess that maybe they haven't talked. But this is what I didn't like. And I know I already texted this on our group chat, but we are shown one little snippet of a text that Tom Sandoval sent to Rachel, and they read it. They show it to us. Mm-hmm. But then at that same point, they pan the phone.
Right.
And I see a bunch of green texts and then two blue bubbles.
Two blue bubbles.
What did the second blue bubble say? We got a lot. I don't know if you got a lot of DMs, but I got a lot of DMs saying that I don't understand narcissistic behavior because I'm not understanding Rachel's boundaries and these things. So what I want to know is, was that second bubble Tom going off on her about something? Like, you're out and you haven't contacted me. What the hell? I'm in love with you. My heart's broken. Was it gaslighting her? Or was it just like, yay, I see your phone's on? Like something.
But then why, whatever it was, why did they choose not to show it is the question.
Well, maybe it's because they were talking and they were trying to figure out if she was coming back on the show. That's what I kept thinking. Because the one time I showed a text message cropped on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it was because the next line was about it being on a television show.
Oh, so you think it had something to do with fourth wall type things, and that's why they didn't show it.
So I'm guessing, like, are you going to come back and film with us? What's happening? Like, blah, blah, blah. That is like, because I'm guessing that's when they were starting to do the, once she got out of the facility is when I think she went back for negotiations.
Well, that would have made sense that if he knew she was out, he would have been asking, now that you're out, are you coming to film? Yeah. Yeah. That does make sense.
I mean,
yeah.
That's my guess. I mean, I don't know.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. I thought maybe it was something that was definitive as to the end of their relationship. Like she was like, I don't ever want to talk to you again or something. Or he said, I don't want to talk to you or I don't know. But then they didn't want to show it because they want to keep leading you on the rest of the season as to whether there's any interaction with them or something. I don't know.
I think it's got to be about show related, or else they would. Any chance they could have gotten to make Sandoval look bad or look in love with Raquel or Rachel, they would have.
I don't know. It's just me, and maybe there's something wrong with me, but I actually feel badly for him when he cries. Do you feel like any sympathy?
Well, I don't know, because maybe I probably can count on one hand how many times I've seen Edwin Ariave cry.
Yeah, me too, about Shane. I think once in 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, we've been together 15 years. And like, I've seen some really hard things happen in his life or with his family or business or us or anything. And I maybe think it's three times. Mm-hmm. And even when the crying is happening, it's not like he's getting a tissue and wiping his tears. It's like, I see the eyes like well up and he's like trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that men can't cry. I'm just saying 4 to 5 times this episode felt like a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I'm just getting softer in my old age, but I don't know. I felt some sympathy for him.
I mean, I feel some sympathy towards him when he saw the dog.
Yeah.
And I realized that he was like, shit. Or I felt a little sympathy for him when he was trying to talk to James. But and
we'll get to that.
Crying in the car, I wasn't there yet.
No, not in the car. Huh?
No, because also I watched Special Forces, so I got to see him cry lots of times on that show as well.
See, I didn't watch that. He cried on Special Forces?
Yes. But I mean, I would cry on. I mean,
because it was physically.
Yeah, it like draining. Breaks you down.
Right.
I mean, I just don't know that like him and Shorts having a conversation was
in the
like
car.
On
the way to Tahoe.
I don't know. It just felt a little. And then it was happening again in the bathroom once I got to, like, they showed him wiping again his tears because somebody said hi to him in the kitchen. I don't know. I was like, I don't know about Dish. All right. Then we get to Sheena, another shopping scene, which we love.
Love the shopping.
Love the shopping scene. Sheen and Brock are shopping for bathing suits. She's anxious about the trip because she's leaving Summer. She'll be staying at the same house as Sandoval, and she doesn't want to hurt Ariana's feelings, but she still wants to go. Then Tori is like a key player at this point, because soon we'll see her doing the makeouts, has taken another job. We see Brock emphasizing that they can't have Sheena's mom around 24/7 for the rest of their lives. Sheena argues it's not 24/7 and blames Brock for being content with hiring some random stranger. Then Brock says he's trying to figure out why Sheena thinks no one else is capable of watching Summer other than her mom. He tells her, your mom makes you feel like you're not good enough. And you go down this rabbit hole. So your mom doubles down and reminds you that you're not a good enough parent. And it makes you want to have that belief in anyone else.
Not want to have that belief in anyone else.
Yeah. And then you see, Sheena was okay with the conversation. And then once he brought it to that, I want a mother-in-law all the time around? No. Do you? I mean, yours seems pretty rad, but like,
well, it doesn't mean I want her around all the time, though.
Yeah, but I also understand Sheena wanting her mom to watch her child when she's out of town.
I mean, they both have good points here. I mean, Brock saying it doesn't have to be your mom all the time. Like, why can't it be someone else at some point? Like, that's a reasonable request. But then Sheena's saying, oh, so you want a random stranger? Well, no, I don't think that's what he's saying. He's saying, can we try someone else? and let them build up a rapport. And then we use someone else at certain points other than just your mom all the time. So, I mean, they both have good points and good arguments. They need to just be able to come to some middle, you know, compromise.
But then we have to dig a little deeper here. I think two other things were like said in passing, which was that I think Brock is taking on while Sheena's filming, I think Brock is taking on a lot of the
responsibility.
The responsibility. Yeah. And it's probably weighing on him because he doesn't like, he isn't a full-time Vanderpump Rules paid person. I don't know how much money he makes, but like, it's not his full-time gig.
Well, so is it the same as Housewives? Like if he's a husband, because you know, with Housewives, husbands don't get paid. So I assume he doesn't get paid, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works because husbands also like, don't always go on. I guess they do go on trips on Housewives, but I don't know. I don't know if he's paid like a friend of.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Either way, you could tell like he's like, you know, like we're going to need some additional. It can't always be me or your mom, I think was what he was trying to say.
Right.
But then when he started going in about her mom making her feel like she's not good enough.
Yeah.
I wondered, like, is this some kind of private conversation that they've had about the way that Sheena grew up and something?
Well,
some
kind of- yeah, clearly. I mean, there's clearly deeper issues there that we're not privy to because I felt like that just felt like it was kind of out of context at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, but also, then once we see Brock later, at some point, I'm like, is Brock like playing it up for the cameras at this point?
Well, he does like a Speedo.
He does like a Speedo.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like a little boisterous at this point. Like, it's like, I'm here to put on a show and show my worth on this television show. And
right.
I don't always love when dudes that aren't, I don't know, they're
part of the show.
Part of the show to fully do that. And I felt for her in that moment. Like you just took something that didn't need to be out there and put it out there.
Right.
Like we didn't need that piece of the puzzle. I would have been fine with just your mom's around too much.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I feel like that's the level of conversation it should have been. Like, can we find someone else to fill in occasionally so it doesn't have to be your mom 24/7? And I get it. I'm sure he doesn't want her around 24/7. Especially when doesn't she, I mean, a couple episodes ago, she was telling him she didn't like the way he was talking or something. I mean, she got in the middle of their conversation, you know?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot. It's probably tensions are growing. And I think when they first were together, they lived in San Diego. They had this like their own situation. And now, I mean, obviously things change when you have kids. And I think they're going to go through learning curves. And, you know, that was the hardest part in my marriage, too, was right after our first, you know, like we couldn't figure out the dynamic. But why the hell do they make, I don't know who does this or why it happens, but when you look at the same thing in the store 83,000 times,
we know
your options are the two bikinis, the brown one and then the one with the pattern. But like, just sit down and ask them for a sparkling water and let's have a conversation in the store. We don't believe that you want to wear either of these bikinis and the one piece. I guarantee we're not seeing you in that.
I know. You know what? I feel like it's hard. I feel like it's difficult to have the conversations they want you to have when you're shopping, because then you're trying to have a conversation and you're like, oh, I love these salt and pepper shakers. Like it can be awkward.
It's awkward. And then it's also once she got annoyed, then she's like, we wouldn't normally be fighting about this in the store. And I think that was meant for an off camera situation. Like she didn't think that part would be used.
Right. Yeah.
But Brock has said in an interview that he does get paid for the show. Rumors are that it's $10,000 an episode. Who knows if that's true?
Wow.
But I mean, that's pretty good money for.
That's why he's like, that's why he's amping up his game and he's wearing the, you know, banana hammock.
I mean, I don't know. That was a lot for me. Then, you know, we get everyone being apprehensive about the Tahoe trip and Shona again, helping Tom pick out an outfit. And then he says, will he look okay if he gets stabbed? And then Anne had a moment. Yeah. She said she was picturing a bloody dead Tom. And she wasn't mad about it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, at least the blood would blend in.
All right. So James and Allie are packing for Tahoe. It was too late to add Graham to their flight ticket. So James dropped him off with Lisa, who's taking him on her private jet, which we talked about already.
Yeah.
James and Allie are nervous to have Graham around Sandoval. He probably hung out with the dog more than they realize.
And that's what I also then started wondering is the amount that they are talking about Rachel and mm-hmm. Sandoval's relationship and the dog and all of that. I don't know. It just starting to feel weird to me.
Like, what do you mean? Like
if I was with James,
yes.
If James was my boyfriend and he used to be engaged to Rachel, and
right.
now I have the dog, I think I wouldn't really talk about her other like if I was the new girlfriend, I would just keep it to like, all right, let's see how the dog works out with our family. I wouldn't keep bringing up Rachel.
Right.
But who knows? Then we already talked about the wolf photo shoot.
Yeah.
Sandoval FaceTimes her while they're driving.
Right. He cries.
We talked about that.
Okay. I guess what I meant was I felt sorry for him when he cried in his confessionals. But I didn't understand why he was crying on the FaceTime.
You know what really gets me upset? When I see a man
in a green suit.
In a green
and a studio.
With perfect lighting. Crying.
I don't know. When I do interviews, I cry a lot too. So I just felt like
I cry all the time, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he was really having a big sob.
Maybe he was having a moment.
And I love that you've now edited what you originally thought, even though originally you were sad that he cried with shorts.
I forgot about that part. I just picture him in that green suit doing his interview crying. Oh, that's what I picture.
Right. Then they arrive to the Tahoe beach house, and Shorts doesn't want to jinx anything, but he's hopeful they become a big, happy family.
And it'll all be thanks to him.
Yeah. I mean,
because he is the hero in this. He facilitated it. He brought everybody together. I feel like he wants like a pat on the shoulder.
But in his point, he's the only one that could do that. He really is the only one that it could have done.
He is the bridge. So he had to make it happen. He is the bridge.
So we appreciated it. Yeah. Then we get some more teeny bikini action. Then they're out at the pier. Sandoval thanks the group for being so nice to him. He mentioned his friend Shannon will be there tomorrow morning to do a guided meditation. James was like, where the hell is my CBD drinks at this point in time? Because I can't even take this.
You know what? I don't like that stuff either. You do, right? You like to meditate and have like peaceful moments. See, I'm more of a, I don't know. I would rather I like the breaking the wall shit. Like, I like that when they had the hammers and the, what is that? It's not a hammer. What is a sledgehammer? Sledgehammer.
Yeah. Well, let me be clear. I like to meditate in my home, in my bed for 5 minutes and like try to get my anxiety together. But meditating with a bunch of people I'm fighting with.
Right.
That's going to make things better.
Like on a vacation. That doesn't seem right.
No, if you're going to like a health retreat or you're doing this or doing whatever, or you're with a group of like-minded people where you feel like, but forcing people to do anything never works out. Exercise, meditating, it's not going to go well. Then Brock seems excited, but James feels the opposite. Lala applauds Sandoval for working on himself and says it's admirable after everything he's done. I loved Lala this episode.
Yeah, I think so too. I really like what she says. It's not a lot, but when she says it, it's precise and it's profound. Where everyone else is kind of like, you know, they'll talk and it takes a while to get to the point. Lala just goes straight there, and I appreciate that. But when, who is it that calls Sandoval Mr. Tryhard? Oh, is it James that called him Mr. Tryhard? Yeah, but I don't know. Did you think it was fair to call him Mr. Tryhard? Because I feel like that's hypocritical because they want him.
You're asking him to try hard.
Right. They want him to try hard. And then when he tries hard, he makes fun of him and calls him Mr. Tryhard. And I'm like, the guy is this. It's just a lose-lose for him at this point. You're like, you want all these things from him. You want attention. You want apology. So he tries to do things like that. And then you're like, oh, Mr. Tryhard. And it's like,
pathetic. What a loser.
Right.
Like, it's, I don't know. But then this, then Lisa comes in. We talk about it. The dog comes in. They've decided to rename the dog.
It's such a better name too. I mean,
oh yeah, Hippie.
I mean, it was really a step up.
And then Allie makes the joke that if the joke to Sandoval, like of all the people to make the joke to, Allie, I'm not sure Sandoval was the right
audience. like know your audience.
Yeah, like Sandoval already looks sadder than like the person, like. He's like, sees the dog. He's right. Panicked. He obviously doesn't seem like he has a big connection with the dog because he mentions that the dog has bit multiple people.
Right.
You see him even like brush off the dog hair, even though the dog's hypoallergenic, like all of it. It's all playing out. But then Allie goes, well, I mean, if Rachel can rename herself, why can't we rename Hippie?
Right. Ha ha. She was waiting for like a ha ha. She got nothing.
And he was like,
no reaction. Dead face.
And then she's like, guess that was kind of mean. But then she liked it enough to then she needed to tell James that she did it.
Right.
But yeah, that happened. Then we get to Ariana FaceTiming the designer, which
I know.
You've reached a low point in the episode when every scene, the only scenes that you're in are when you're FaceTiming other people.
Yeah, and it's not even about what's going on the show. It's about your furniture.
It's about your furniture that at this point, like, the fact that you would even consider for 1 second having a Lego
artwork reworked.
Reworked is problematic for me. Like
I have a 9-year-old son named Luke who loves Legos. If you want to ship that Ariana over to my house, that kid will rework it for you. I'm telling you, he does like 5 Lego sets a day. Send it my way and Luke will rework it.
Do you think he could utilize, because she is blonde and he is brunette, do you think that Luke could metamorphose that artwork into me and you?
Yes, I think he could. I think there are enough pieces and enough different colors that I could be Sandoval and you could be Ariana, and I will hang it right here behind me. Ariana, send it my way.
How much would it cost for us to get that painting? Also, how much did it, I mean, not the Lego set, how much did it cost in general?
I don't know, but apparently a lot, because the thing hanging from the ceiling was expensive. So I don't know.
I do have to say this. If I was going to share my living quarters with my ex that I no longer am interested in, that is something I would take down straight away.
And keep?
No, like I would not have that in the house anymore. Like if we're
you're talking about the Lego, not the chandelier thing.
No,
the Lego picture.
Not the chandelier with no lights. No, the Lego picture. Like I wouldn't want to walk by it every day. Like I don't keep in my
home. Why didn't she take the Legos off of his face at least? So
or like put a friendship lamp there with her boyfriend right over his head. Like,
right?
But I wouldn't want to see that photo every day.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Then Brock apologizes to Sheena, which I thought was an actual apology.
It was. I thought it was a good, genuine apology about it being wrong place, wrong time. Totally.
And saying, we're going to put a pin in this, because yeah. I'm glad he did do it, because for a minute there, I was like, shit, these two aren't going to make it. Like, they were like at each other.
I know. Weren't they fighting about laundry when they were at that? Like, and she was even like mad at him because he doesn't let her do the laundry. I was like, I've never had that argument with Shane. Like, stop doing your own laundry. I'll do it. Like, I've never said that in my life.
I'm going to be really honest. I give two shits if Edwin's underwear turned pink because right? He washed it with something else. Like, that's on him. I don't care what color his underwear
I know. Shane has pink socks, a pink hoodie, and it's all because of the housewife. I mean, the housekeeper. I don't care. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm so sorry that's pink. Let me do your laundry now on.
Let me take control. Oh, you didn't like your Postmates dinner? Let me cook you something up. Right? Don't you Postmates no, again. I'll make sure that I got you covered next time.
In the formal dining room. That is where we will eat it.
And we will enjoy every second of it. But I did think it was a genuine apology. I do think they're just going, it's, you know, the highs and lows of after you have a kid.
Exactly.
And figuring it out. Then they all go to visit Lisa at the Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
The Wolf is going to be beautiful. It looks like, you know, the other restaurants, I think it's going to turn into something great.
Yeah.
But then they go to
restaurant, right? Yeah, they go eat somewhere
first
else.
They do the rage room or the rage. They hit the thing with the sledgehammer.
Right.
Which, what would you have yelled if you were them?
I was thinking that, but I did like what Sandoval yelled. Wasn't he just yelling off everything that he's like, worm with a mustache?
Worm with a mustache.
Narcissist.
Gator. But then he was like, la, la.
I know. And she's like, what?
Well, I was like, what about some of the shit you've done? You know, like, right. So that's how they ended. Scumbag, cheaters. Charles Manson's son and Lala goes, oh, I said that.
Yeah. She's like, that was my line. Thank you.
She did make another good point. Like, he isn't calling out any of his actions, which, you know, maybe Scandoval was his actions. I don't know. I don't really know what's in his head.
I don't know. I mean, he did say narcissist and he did say liar and he did say cheater, right? But I guess he was saying in a way where those were things that other people said about him and he wasn't really saying it about himself. I don't know.
I don't know either. But then they all go out to another dinner. Lisa has another outfit change. Which they're all like, wow, third outfit change. And then they pan to all three outfits. They want to make sure she gets her screen time.
Yeah.
No matter if it's just outfit changes or not, more times with wolves.
Right.
And then everyone starts hounding Shorts for saying he's single. Oh, because remember Shorts said single at 40 when he had the sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah, with the sledgehammer. But he sounds like he's fine at single at 40 because he says he's not ready to mingle.
He says he's not ready to mingle because he's probably getting it in with Joe and that's fine for now. And he's telling Joe, he knows that Joe's going to watch this and he needs to make it very clear he's not ready to be in a relationship.
Right. Or he's just secretly in love with Lala because there was that awkward conversation between the two of them at the pole. Uh-huh. But he's like, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. But, you know, like as a friend, but you're the most amazing creature I've ever laid eyes on. But just as friends.
And the sexiest lips I've ever seen, even though I made fun of them. But as a platonic way. But he did. There was some other chemistry type thing that they had. I actually wouldn't even hate if those two ended up together.
No, I think it would be cute.
I mean, because I wonder how he'd be as a dad.
I think he would be a good dad. I think he would be like the fun, goofy dad.
But, like a Disneyland dad?
Well, no, not like a Disneyland. I think he would be a good, committed dad, but I think he would just be like, he wouldn't be like the disciplinarian dad.
No, but I think, you know, then Lisa raises a toast and telling James to say one nice thing about Sandoval. He struggles to come up with something and then finally settles in with saying, it's nice that we're all sitting at a table together. And I actually was fine with that versus some shit response.
Right, right.
And then Sandoval explains the living situation to everyone, mentioning that he's offered to buy Ariana out and the fact that they have not spoken since the reunion.
Yeah.
But then Lisa calling Shorts out because of the dirty martini. She's like, why didn't you order the Vanderpump Rosé? Did you see Allie?
She's like, are you not following the script? What is your problem?
Like, what are you doing here? You don't even go here anymore.
Sandoval knows James' behavior is due to the fact that he's hurt, so he pulls him aside so they can talk privately. James points out that Sandoval could have ended things with Ariana before getting together with Rachel, and that wouldn't have been nearly as catastrophic. It comes down to Sandoval not having the guts to end his relationship. I mean, yeah, that's a good point. Like, clearly end your relationship with the person that you're committed to and that you live with before having an affair with somebody else. I mean,
but I have done a lot of research on like cheating and I think this is very, I'm not justifying it, you guys. I'm saying that oftentimes people will cheat because they don't have the balls to actually end it and they hope they're going to get caught.
Okay, you like true crime. I feel like there's so many men that will actually murder their wives before coming clean that they have a mistress. And I'm like, dude, like you just had to get divorced. You didn't have to murder her.
Just because you don't want to disappoint the person or disappoint. I think what he wasn't able to say was like, I didn't want to disappoint the fans. We've done books together. We've given the illusion that we're such this great couple. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't ready to throw in the towel on that and be the bad guy. So I just became the worst guy ever.
Yeah. And so I just basically ruined my entire life. So
I just blew everything up.
Yeah. Now I'm a frozen embryo on SNL.
You know what?
That's where I'm at in life.
I'm a frozen embryo and a pig and a worm with a mustache. That's I am right. Winning.
Winning.
But then Sandoval says, you know, there is a true moment with him and James where they talk about their friendship, and then that's when they go down memory lane, where you kind of see that James is
he's coming around
with he's coming around, but you see how much James really liked Sandoval at one point. And then you remember that Sandoval paid for a portion of like the engagement party between Rachel and
James.
And we see all the messiness, but then James asks the question, something along the lines of like, how are you feeling? And Sandoval says he's torn between resentment and love with Rachel right now. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know where they stand. And I thought in that moment, that was the most real I had seen Tom.
Yeah, I agree. It was like a level of real vulnerability.
Yeah, like he could have given James the like, no, I'm done with it. Or she's the love of my life. But and been over the top. But he was like, you know what? I really don't know.
Don't know. Yeah.
I think I love her, but she left me in this mess. Whether she did or not, she was setting her boundaries, getting healthy. I'm not saying that, but that's how he felt. And then James talks about how he thought Sandoval would be the last man in Hollywood to ever betray him. I was like,
wait, whoa, I'm sorry.
this is a show which is called Vanderpump Rules. And you're all on it to essentially cause drama. And you thought he was the last man.
So James isn't a good judge of character. That's what I came away with.
Well, I mean, I also came away with he's coming around. And for the first time that we've seen on this show, Sandoval is finally taking a little bit of accountability. And James admits he is missing parts of their relationships. And then James jitters the entire episode, gave me a little bit of anxiety.
Did he? I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Like,
oh, he twitches a lot. You mean he's having withdrawals? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's a housewife trick, what you just did right there. I'm like,
is that what
you
you're saying?
Actually said he had withdrawals.
Oh, no. See, I know I'm really good at that stuff. You know, I never ask a question that I don't know the answer to.
But yeah, you guys, that is another episode of Popping Off with.
Thanks for joining us.
Us.
Emily Simpson and Teddy Mellencamp. I said my name first this time.
You know what? You nailed it.
I nailed it. Good. Thanks.
There was a nice ring to it. And hopefully soon you'll see us on a Lego artwork set.
Yes. Coming soon.
Done by Luke.
To a world near you.
Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.